Aelian stepped over him with distaste, and though you would have had to read his face very closely to realize this, a little envy. He nodded briefly to each of the gathered Mongol leaders in turn, and pulled a small clipboard out from under his heavy, metallic robe.
"Good evening," it said in a small, weaselly voice. "My name is Wowbagger, also called the Infinitely Prolonged. I shall not trouble you with the reasons why. Greetings."
He turned and addressed the completely pop-eyed Mighty Khan.
"You are Genghis Khan. Genghis Temujin Khan, son of Yasugai."
The diary scroll slipped from Khan's hands to the ground. The pale luminescence from Wowbagger's ship suffused his wondering, ravaged, careworn yellow features. As in a dream, the mighty emperor stepped forward in acknowledgement.
"Can I just check the spelling?" said the alien, showing him the clipboard. "I would hate to get it wrong at this stage and then have to start all over again. I really would."
Khan nodded faintly.
"Right number of H's, then," said the alien.
Again the transfigured emperor slightly inclined his face, while his eyes still boggled.
"Good,"
said Wowbagger, and made a little tick on his clipboard. He looked up.
"Genghis Khan," he said, "you are a wanker. You are a tosspot. You are a very tiny piece of turd. Thank you."
With that, he retreated into his ship and flew off. There was a nasty kind of silence. Later that year, Genghis Khan stormed into Europe in such a rage that he almost forgot to burn down Asia before he left. From the Utterly, Utterly Merry Comic Relief, Christmas Book, 1986. Young Zaphod plays it safe. A large flying craft moved swiftly across the surface of an astoundingly beautiful sea. From mid-morning onwards it plied back and forth in great widening arcs, and at last attracted the attention of the local islanders, a peaceful seafood-loving people who gathered on the beach and squinted up into the blinding sun, trying to see what was there. Any sophisticated, knowledgeable person who had knocked about, seen a few things, would probably have remarked on how much the craft looked like a filing cabinet. A large and recently burgled filing cabinet, lying on its back, with its drawers in the air and flying. The islanders, whose experience was of a different kind, were instead struck by how little it looked like a lobster. They chatted excitedly about its total lack of claws, its stiff, unbendy back, and the fact that it seemed to experience the greatest difficulty staying on the ground. This last feature seemed particularly funny to them. They jumped up and down on the spot a lot to demonstrate to the stupid thing that they themselves found staying on the ground the easiest thing in the world.